Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Whether you're preparing tomorrow's Thanksgiving feast or traveling to get there, we're going to leave you today with some music.
Babe, I don't want to be your commuter. On the last train to Daytona with my suit on.
This is the song Willing to Be Lucky by the Boston-based roots band Session Americana. It's from their latest album, Pack Up the Circus, which was a kind of response to the ever-present question that so many musicians are tired of hearing. What's your day job?
I may be wrong, but I'm willing to be lucky.
Session Americana is made up of Rye Kavanaugh, Billy Beer, Dinty Child, Jim Fitting, Laura Cortese, and Keeman Kirk. They'll be at Club Passim in Cambridge on December 12th. And my colleague Meghna Chakrabarty and I spoke to them right after their album came out back in April. We began by asking Rye Kavanaugh about this song, Willing to Be Lucky.
It's a song that I wrote, I started to write and we finished writing, really about falling in love with city life.
On Shop Queens, Park at Princes.
And with trying to make an effort to be an artist and live that lifestyle, and I'm willing to be lucky.
So speaking of the inspiration of this album, you guys have all been playing together for a decade. You've each had individual careers of your own. We mentioned this question, and I think this sort of relates to the inspiration of this album, that when you get asked, you know, what do you do during the day? What are you going to do when you grow up? I mean, does that still rattle you? What happens when you hear that?
Well, it's terrifying. I'm really glad you brought it up.
I thought it was the least I could do. We've got to ask the hard questions, right?
We all have different answers for that. I try to usually say, well, I used to have a regular job, and now I just do this. At least
yeah,
I try
that's
to.
That's kind of it.
That's kind of it.
We've gotten busier and busier, and it's getting harder to do other stuff.
But that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy over there, finally, he switched his work schedule, so he's free to play more, so we're playing
part time. Hi, wine cask.
The wine cask.
Yeah.
Right there on the Somerville Cambridge line. Yeah, absolutely.
A good place to go now that you know that the world's greatest harmonica player is also going to be there.
Oh, you wrote that down.
I did. Well, so here's a quote about how you guys describe yourself that I love. We are a rock band in a teacup or a folk band in a whiskey bottle. So is it both at the same time, one at one time, one at the other? What does that mean?
Exactly. What does that mean?
Well, most of us are kind of rocky kind of people, and this is a quiet acoustic band. sort of a late life experience for us playing quietly in some ways. And when we started doing this, I said, you know, I don't think we have to play loud to rock. So
we just have to
kind of have a good time and play our music. And then the folk thing, you know, it's it's definitely, those scenes blend a little bit, and I think hopefully we're right at where those things come together, the folk scene and the...
I think they blend more now than they used to in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the rock scene and the folk scene. But then it started to change with, you know, certain bands and...
Well, for one thing, it was okay if folk got a little electric, right?
I mean,
it didn't have to be complete. It didn't have to be this sort of this abyss separating the two worlds.
Folk got electric, and REM put mandolins on rock songs.
There we go.
It started to...
And now ukuleles are everywhere.
Yeah.
So, well, we'd love to hear another song since you guys are all here with your instruments. What are you going to play?
It's a song that I wrote with Sean Staples. It's called Dark Clouds.
Stay.
There's a line of blue that will soon break through when the dark clouds roll away. When the sky drops tears, then disappears, and wild winds pull apart the day. There will be a calm like an ancient song when the dark clouds roll away. I will open all your windows. I will draw back your shade. There will be no fear, 'cause we're both here when the dark clouds roll away.
Oh, very nice. That's Session Americana playing Dark Clouds. It's off their new album, Pack Up the Circus. And they're right here live in our Radio Boston studio. Folks, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
So I want to ask you about this. The album was co-produced by Anais Mitchell. And I understand that the story of Pack Up the Circus really revolves around her. Can you tell me that? Tell me something about that.
Well, there's a lot of journeying going on in this record, and I think that theme really resonated for Anais, because a lot of her work seems to revolve around this idea of the epic journey. And I think the songs that she picked and the ways that she encouraged us to work on them and change them and everything more or less moved in the direction of that is sort of a theme in the record is this journey. And Pack Up the Circus is certainly is the first song on the record, and it definitely is about this idea of, back to the sort of what do you do for a living thing. It's sort of the idea of feeling like an outsider and trying to keep moving. And there's a lot of that.
So is that the main kind of journeying going on in this record, or are there others? I mean, because the songs kind of, there's a lot of different moods on this album.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I read as the central piece. But I think at the edges of it, there's all kinds of fun things happening and, you know, personal things happening. I just think that overall, there is this thread of the journey.
Yeah. You know, I was just going to say that the other thing that I really liked about it is that Anais isn't the only Boston-based or local artist that you worked with. There's a lot of other New England folks involved with this album. Yes. Can you tell us about that?
It was just the spirit of the record, and it's sort of become central to the way the band works. There's sort of a core group, but there are all these other ancillary people that have been involved historically with us. And this album, we just decided to go in and record and invite everybody in and see where that led. So that was a journey in and of itself.
Yeah. Mm.
So there were usually maybe 10 of us playing at any given time in the studio.
Wow.
So if you hear pianos and organs and accordions and fiddles, it's all happening at once at the same time.
Well, speaking of journeys, you've got do I understand this right, 16 busy months ahead of you. You're going to be touring in Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, and more, right? That's a big trip.
Yeah, we're going to have a busy little run, but it's good. I mean, you have to do the work while it's offered. So,
and wherever it's offered, apparently.
Yeah.
You always heard.
That's the band Session Americana, made up of Rye Kavanaugh, Billy Beer, Dinty Child, Jim Fitting, Laura Cortese, and Keeman Kirk. We spoke to them in April. They'll be at Club Passim in Cambridge on December 12th. You can find more information about them at RadioBoston.org.
You always pray the kindest heart with a hasty word you can.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Virginia Marshall. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Anthony Brooks. If you're on the road, we wish you safe travels and to all of you a happy Thanksgiving. And please join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
It's because I love you most of all.